is, don't see him. He's okay, he's left. Then D.D. Watson?
Not here.
Okay. Robert Godfrey, you're here. Okay. Renee.
My name is Renee Hammond, and I live in Swan Creek. I'm concerned because the proposal to build an addition to Leopold will not alleviate the problems that Fitchburg is facing within the Madison Metropolitan School District. Fitchburg's growth is undeniable and cannot be rectified by simply continuing to build additions to the one school that is within a serviceable area. Leopold is the single largest elementary school within the Madison School District. With the addition currently proposed for Leopold, it will become twice the size of at least half of the schools in the West Memorial attendance area. The major issues we face are size, safety, and stability. The sheer size of Leopold is a great concern for me and many other families in Swan Creek who are preparing to send their young children to school. Although Leopold has done an admirable job in addressing safety issues at the school, we still have anxiety associated with a large school that houses such a wide range in ages of young children. Some of the safety concerns are behavioral issues. The bottom line is the more children you have, the greater potential for conflict. Truancy, discipline, violence, theft, substance abuse, and gang participation all increase with an increase in school size. Crowd control management in emergency situations is a concern. There's a reduced sense of feeling that the child has a community of eyes watching over them because it's easy for a child to be lost in such a large crowd. Finally, there's an increased traffic-related safety concerns, especially considering the fact that a large number of Leopold students are bused. I do not believe that the addition will accommodate the growth in our neighborhood, let alone the overall growth in Fitchburg. Given the fact that Leopold is currently borrowing space for classrooms from the lunchroom, Leopold needs more space immediately or a reduction in enrollment. A reduction in enrollment is not likely. It has only been 2 years since the last addition to Leopold. Since a new addition would not be built for at least 2 years, this means that shortly after the addition is built, in all likelihood, we will be facing the same dilemma. Again, other parents like me have concerns about sending their child to a school that is overcrowded to the extent that makeshift classrooms are created from whatever borrowed space is available. Unfortunately, due to the concerns that parents have in Swan Creek, many are seeking private schools, which further destroys the educational community in Fitchburg within the MMSD. It is time to discuss building a school in Fitchburg. As Ms. Gulbranson stated, there will be over 1,000 students south of the Beltline. Research indicates that the effective size for an elementary school is 300 to 400 students. Smaller schools are able to foster a greater sense of community, belonging, intimacy, and respect, which in turn leads to greater student participation, reduction in isolation that seeds alienation and violence, greater parental involvement, stronger sense of personal efficacy, greater communication, and an accountability and responsibility for their own learning. I do not want to see a mega school for Fitchburg students. Schools develop neighborhood community and maintain high property values, which directly impact the schools. If the board does not give due consideration to building a school in Fitchburg, the southern MMSD residents will continue to feel disenfranchised as these proposals keep Fitchburg fractured, sending us to whichever school is able to accommodate us at the time, and threatens to lower our property values due to instability and ever-increasing bus rides. We deserve the same benefits and considerations as the Madison taxpayers, and we deserve a contiguous, stable school community. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Okay. Robert Godfrey, to be followed by Wendy Cooper.
Put my glasses on. Hi. I was here last week. We spoke to each other, and I suppose my other four colleagues could not stay around for the rest of the meeting, so I don't speak for them, but I suppose there is some overlap in some of our concerns, so I want to just relay those to you. I'm from Lakeview School, and Lakeview School, as most of you probably have heard, and I think Mr. Rainwater has spoken about tonight, it's a school with 105% enrollment rate, has 64% low income. I would have to say, probably one of the most diverse schools in the whole district. We're a great school. There's no doubt about it. Johnny and Ruth, you both were there last year. We talked about the high enrollment, and we said we'd get back to you if you had any other issues. And I'm here to tell you, things are still going great. And don't fix, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I think that's the bottom line we're talking about here. And one of the rationales that was given for the removing school closings from consideration was number 8, and I think it's worth repeating that one. It says renovations, investment in the school improvement process, great parental and neighborhood support, these kinds of things are considered to have much more value than what would be gained by closing a neighborhood school. The East Attendance area has greater poverty because proportionally more families who lack economic resources live in the Attendance area. Communities in this area benefit from having neighborhood schools where families and children are more likely to connect with one another at school, and as a result are more likely to connect to their neighbors and neighborhoods. It's a critical resource in more economically fragile communities. What benefits schools benefits communities, and what benefits communities benefits schools. I have to say that school closings were removed from consideration by the task force already. And I think the rationales for removing school closings by the task force speaks a lot to the proposed boundary changes involving potentially 212 children and all the problems that ensue from that. So I believe, that the standards, those same standards should apply to Lakeview School, and we urge you not to adopt E27-2 and E27-3. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bill?
Yeah. I don't know if you were here earlier when I would hope that somebody from the East Task Force would speak to the issue of why you guys decided or chose to move, for example, MSCR or the affiliated alternatives into the buildings in what Emerson and Marquette O'Keefe.
Yeah, I wish James Howard was here. He was one of the at-large representatives. I myself was an alternate, so I was not at the meetings on a regular basis, so I don't feel qualified to answer that question.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Wendy Cooper, to be followed by Deborah Gilbert.
Hi, another repeat customer from last week. My name's Wendy Cooper. I was on the West Memorial Task Force. I really plan to come and speak in response to some of the comments during the Long Range Planning Committee last week, and since those issues have come up again, I'm glad that I came. It's very painful, I think, for those of us in the audience to listen to the conflict on the board, and I would urge you to try and work through it, and we need you to work through it. And there are a number of West Memorial Task Force members sitting together, and we've been in the space that Ms. Copsa is in. We spent probably 20 to 30 hours looking at where we could take in Leopold students within the West attendance area without having to build, because we knew that people were going to be unhappy if we suggested that we construct there. We also watched the referendum last year. We ultimately could not do it, in part because we knew about developments that haven't been platted yet, but we know are coming, about the growth that's already anticipated. And something that really struck me while sitting here tonight is that I think we felt strongly, you know, about supporting the East Task Force in taking the idea of closing schools off the table, because we quickly came to understand that percent of capacity is not necessarily the most important thing, that there are educational and community issues that are more important than that. And ultimately, we came to that same conclusion in the West attendance area, that there were reasons, even though we knew the capacity was there, particularly in Midvale-Lincoln, and we went round and round with the fact that we would have a hard time selling what we felt was the best option, was at least adding to Leopold, because people were going to say, well, you've got seats open at Midvale-Lincoln, and why do we have to build? But for reasons that have to do with community and the educational needs of children and reality on the ground about what might happen if we start just saying, first we have to fill all the seats, we opted not to do that. We looked at middle schools As you asked last week, we went through each middle school in the West attendance area. Cherokee didn't have consistent space available, and we would have preferred Cherokee if we were going to do a middle school option because it is the middle school that Leopold goes to. We looked at Hamilton, and honestly, people talk about too big of a campus at Leopold. There are already over 1,000 students, probably 1,100, close to 1,200 students on the Van Hise Hamilton campus. So if we start outposting Leopold students to the farthest northwest corner of the West attendance area, how big is that campus going to be, and is that an issue? And then what do we do with students who have developed relationships there when it's time for middle school? We looked at Wright and said, well, there's capacity there, but how do we programmatically incorporate elementary school students into this charter school environment? We spent so much time trying to figure out a way, and we knew, even with the 7 classroom and, importantly, the new cafeteria, which they need yesterday, that that building would probably be full in a long-range sense. Members of the task force repeatedly asked, why aren't we looking beyond 5 years? And the question was answered, well, we don't know what's going to happen with McGaw Park. We don't know what's going to happen with this. We don't know what's going to happen with that. We can't really plan out, even though we're quite aware that the chances are our best plan for 5 years is going to be inadequate 7 years from now. I urge you to consider the addition as well as the new school.
Thank you. Lori? I think you need to know.
I am troubled, and I have followed the West Task Force. I went to, I think, one meeting, and then I went to a couple of the community forums that were held. And I said this before at a public meeting. When I saw the presentations at the community forum, I think it was
C3.
Yeah, which was one that was getting, I thought, closer to, and people seemed behind it at that time, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. And part of it was moving kids to Midvale Lincoln. And I'm going to just put it right out here on the table. Because every time that option came back up, and it did a number of times at the West Task Force, mm-hmm. and I've gone through all the minutes of the meeting and all the things online, every time it came back up, the next meeting it was taken off. And usually as a result to community concerns. And so if that's what it is, I want it to be put out there that we're recommending building a school at Leopold because parents don't want to send their kids to Midvale Lincoln. Would you say that may be partly accurate?
I think there are people who have a concern, and I think what we learned clearly, because we had great reps from Midvale and from Lincoln, was that clearly they were unfounded and that there was really a need to do a public education campaign, certainly just in the Midvale attendance area, because there are many families that are opting not to involve themselves in that pairing who potentially could be public school students. I think across the West Memorial area, there was a strong reaction about busing, and particularly with the paired schools, if you were going to one school and you were going to be moved and you were going to be going to a paired school, that was pretty strong. But I definitely think there are community perception issues with Lincoln, and I don't think they're founded, but it's reality that the community really responded against that. But we also really, really know that either we're going to have to build some capacity in West now or later, because Midvale Lincoln is not going to solve our problem 5 years from now.
And that's why I think a five-year plan is so critical, because I agree, growth is going on. But the question is when, how does it fit together? Should it be at Leopold? Should it be in South Fitchburg? Should we be looking at acquiring land? Those are some of the things that I think the district, the board should deal with in a five-year plan. It really wasn't, we weren't asking the task force to deal with.
Oh, yes. You asked us for
five-year
plans.
But we didn't ask about building a school in South Fitchburg or...
No, but that issue was on the table. We all knew that that was a possibility, and I think we realistic, you know, perhaps we would have thought about it, but we also are aware as task force members of budget constraints and didn't even go there because it didn't seem realistic.
And so when you hear my concerns, what you're hearing is the numbers show to me in 5 years the greatest need is in the memorial area. The next need is in the La Follette area, which we haven't touched. And then the third need is in the West area, which growth will be there. And undoubtedly, it's crowded and it's a need. But if we're going to prioritize, because like you said, you're aware of the fiscal constraints the district is under. And once we go out for a referendum, it's not very likely we're going to get another one passed real quickly. Well, how do we balance that?
I have to disagree that the first concern is memorial. I think the task force started our decision making with Leopold because in the West Memorial area, that is the most emergent issue.
Although in the West attendance area, just looking at that, there is enough space
for the short term. But at 5 years,
okay.
We do not believe that at 5 years without new construction, the problem is resolved.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I'm taking great liberty speaking for all my fellow task force members.
Okay, and any other questions? Okay. Deborah Gilbert to be followed by Jerry Eichholt.
Hello, my name is Deborah Gilbert. I live in the Swan Creek subdivision in Fitchburg. I have two sons who will begin kindergarten in the fall of 2007, and I still don't know which school they will attend or for how long. At the Long Range Planning Committee meeting last week, you asked, what does Swan Creek want? Well, I can't speak for Swan Creek, but I can speak for myself. I want stability for the children. I don't want a child to start at one school, move 2 years later to a second, move 1 year later to a third. I want bus rides that are 30 minutes max for K-2 students and 45 minutes max for grades 3 through 5. I don't want children at risk due to behavior issues during extended bus rides. I want schools that are not overcrowded. I don't want children to eat lunch at 10:45 in the morning or classes to be held in hallways or the cafeteria. I want a strong educational experience for all of the children. I don't want to see SAGE cut and student-teacher ratios rise to the level where academic performance is impacted. We have strong schools in Madison. We can't compromise that. For my children, I want a strong connection to their community, and I believe this would be best achieved by attending elementary school in Fitchburg. I respect the Board of Education's challenge to balance the needs of the greater Madison community, and I respect the hard work put forth by the Long Range Task Force. Throughout the long-range planning process, too many school options have been discussed for Swan Creek's children. Of the options discussed, I would like the children from Swan Creek to remain at Leopold. When the referendum to build a new school on the Leopold site failed last May, we failed the students at the overcrowded schools in our district. We must take care of these children by putting forward a referendum that the community will get behind and pass. I'm very concerned about whether there is currently voter support for the build-build option recommended by the Memorial West Long Range Task Force. To build credibility for a referendum, I would like to see projections for the Long Range Plan that show capacity in 2010-11. In particular, the projections must show how quickly a new school will approach capacity. The voters will resist a school at 54% capacity. I would like to see a concrete plan for what will happen if the referendum fails. The voters must understand the impact on the academic program. I view example CP1A as a mandate for action. However, it lacks impact if it is not definitive. I would like to see a clear and compelling plan to communicate the long-range plan to the public at large. We will need 3,000 additional votes to change the result of last year's referendum. I'm also concerned about the task force recommendation to wait for the spring of 2007 before putting forward a referendum to the voters. The schools are already overcrowded. Children will begin to shift to new schools in the 2007-08 school year. If it typically takes 2 to 3 years to build a school after the voters approve funding, New space may not open until 2010-11. We must not hesitate to begin the referendum process. Every month counts. I ask you to develop an aggressive campaign to sell the community on the long-range plan and the reasons why. We cannot fail the children again by putting forward another referendum that fails. I ask you to act without delay. The overcrowding is already unacceptable, and the problem continues to grow. Finally, I ask you to keep the children of Swan Creek at Leopold. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Jerry Eichholt, to be followed by Gregory Voronson. Voronson? Or Voronsov?
Well, thank you. I'm Jerry Eichholt. I'm the Midvale rep. And Lori Mancari is the Lincoln rep. So we're a paired school. We pretty much were uniform in our decisions on how we came to the task force. I'm also a husband of a staff member at Midvale, and she's informed me a lot about how the schools work, not just at Midvale or Lincoln, but throughout. We have three kids, and they've all gone through Midvale Lincoln. Tremendous school district, first of all, because no one school gets slighted. No one school gets slighted. There's a tremendous attention to students' needs here. And I don't think anybody on the board really is against that. And I think that's where we should all come together. It's part of the optimism and hope. And I've often been criticized because I'm overly hopeful and overly optimistic. But I think that's really what matters. We need to be a board, a community of hope and trust. And we really need to move forward with this. I'm not going to talk at all about Midvale Lincoln other than what I have. I want to talk about the broader issues of why we need new space. But if you have any questions about Midvale Lincoln, I'll be happy to answer them. First of all, new space is simply needed on the basis of attendance area growth. And I agree wholeheartedly with Wendy Cooper and the other task force members who have spoken in posted forums. I believe a long-range task force or a long-range plan has to be continually renewed with administrative insight. We have a lot of collective knowledge in the school district, and that can be used for good plans. I think we have very sustainable schools. The enrollments are steady. We have fairly good projections. Assuming the data are correct, I believe that alternatives that don't build are actually those alternatives are not logically sound, nor are they fiscally responsible. Because really the cost of new space is spread out over time. They're reasonable in comparison to other public investments and in comparison especially to operation budgets. When we talk about the cost of a new school, cost of an addition, we're talking about roughly $1 million a year. I may be way off, but roughly $1 million a year relative to operational costs of 6,500 students, $10,000 a student of $65 million a year. And so when we talk about that, we're really talking about the 2%. And I really want that 2% to lead to creative learning spaces. I want a devotion in this district to creative learning spaces for dynamic, creative learning processes. And that's what we need to be devoted for as a school board, as a community, and we can be happy people doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions?
Yeah.
Johnny has one.
Thank you very much for your participation on the task force. Yeah. Just wondered, you had come up with an option, believe moving some students to Lincoln, if I'm not mistaken.
There's I feel deeply for the Swan Creek neighbors who this idea of a transition that you don't know where you're going next, and it's incredible instability as you're just starting off in a new house, and you're seeing your neighborhoods grow, and these are really hard times. And I support firsthand a building in Leopold area, whether it's a new school or an addition. I really believe that that's the best option for them. On the other hand, if there is the residents of Swan Creek put together a memo that was against an option that moves Swan Creek residents to Midvale Lincoln, and I responded to each one of those points. And in doing so, I also felt that one of their major points was the transportation distance to Midvale, which I felt was a very sound argument. So what I suggested was that we do have some flexibility at Lincoln for K-2. We have the open classroom currently, but there could be some slight de-pairing of Midvale-Lincoln in the sense that it could include pairing with Swan Creek. I don't think this is the optimum or any sort of long-term strategy, but there's all sorts of logical, logistical things with making K-2 work at Lincoln, and many people at Lincoln would say, what are you doing? But there is flexibility to handle, again, creating creative, immersive learning spaces. And really that's what we're trying to do, is have people with elbow room in dynamic learning environments. And that's what we need to be devoted to, because that's really where we're getting cost benefit. We're putting money and dollars into education so we can have great learning happening.
Just to follow up in terms of the question, did your option get approval, or was discussed at all amongst the task force?
No, it was too late in the game. It came in their last meeting. It really was meant as a response to Swan Creek to maybe open their eyes to see that there may be other options. Other options could include... it's horrible. The options for Leopold area of dividing and going every direction without new space. But another option could be going to Franklin for K-2 and Lincoln for 3-5. If it's primarily a problem with transport distance, but you don't get continuity of learning. You don't get all these other things that we really value in this district, and they would be left out short. So in putting forth that proposal, I was in no way saying that that was a good proposal. I was saying that that is another option that could be considered as part of, we looked at a bad option, really, of not having enough space in the Leopold area.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thanks very much. Gregory Baranzo, to be followed by Annette Montgomery.
Hello. Hello again. So I'm Gregory Baronzo, and I'm again from Swan Creek. One more person from Swan Creek. First of all, I'd like to thank for just show my thanks to Task Force for spending a lot of time and a lot of effort into our problems with overcrowding. It is getting late, so I'm going to just tell a couple of short stories to make it a little bit different, maybe. Story one, just last week, my wife told me something that I never thought of. Do you know if 5-year-old can plan ahead? Well, they don't. What turns out to be that when my 5-year-old son gets off the bus, he needs to pee right there and then on the bus stop. It happens often. My son attends kindergarten in Leopold, and his bus ride is about 25-30 minutes now on average. And you can imagine what's going to happen if all of a sudden his bus ride is increased by another 10-15 minutes. So this is one of my arguments to keep it where it is at Leopold for Swan Creek, because otherwise it's becoming hard to manage. It's a logistical problem. Secondly, I was in a birthday party last weekend, and I spent some time with my boy's friend's grandmother. She's an older woman, and she spent most of her life in Fitchburg. So she read our Fitchburg paper, and she recognized me. I was on picture a couple of weeks ago, I think. And she said, yeah, you guys do a good job. We ruined the school in Fitchburg because she has three grown-up sons, and they all have to go to somewhere, Lincoln, and, you know, it was about 20, 30 years ago. And so we had a good chat. It was nice. But the party kids running around, and it kind of made a good point that Fitchburg is not going to be a good community until we have a school. And we don't have a school right now. Because, frankly, Fitchburg residents don't take Leopold as our Fitchburg school. It's Madison School. And then, obviously, if South Madison, Fitchburg is considered for a school, it's still going to be a Madison school, as far as this board is concerned. But it should be dedicated to Fitchburg School. And you can see that should solve a lot of issues. Because someone earlier, he mentioned that just our island south of Beltline basically takes about 1,000 students. And we don't have room for them now. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Annette Montgomery, and Annette's our last speaker.
Get ready. I find it humorous that I sit here and listen to you bicker for 3.5 hours and you give me 3 minutes. So I'll just sit back here. I live in the Burnwood subdivision, and I don't come to these very often because I have to go home and drink a bottle of Maalox by the time I'm done. My blood pressure boils. I don't understand why it takes so long to get anything accomplished with this board. My thoughts are so scattered. I'm not as nice as everybody else. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. You guys need to come down to reality here. You talked about public trust being severely compromised if you guys don't do something. You don't think it's already severely compromised? You talked about the public becoming angry. You don't think we're already angry? What do we got to do to show you, to convince you how angry we are? You talked about we voted for you. We got you in here. Well, guess what? If I could, I'd impeach every single one of you and start over. You bicker so much. It's like you accomplished absolutely nothing. Do you feel that way? As we've said, a board member said to me during the break, haven't we been here before? Oh, we've been here before. How many times have we been here talking about the very same thing? You know where the parents stand. We know where you stand. You talk about trying to come together. Let's face it, you people are never going to come together. You talk about a 5-year plan. How long have you been trying to get a plan for Leopold? I have a 4th grader there. It's been ever since I've been there. You can't even come up with a plan with one school. How could you possibly come up with a plan for every school in this district? If I gave you 5 years, I don't believe you would have a 5-year plan for this school district. Frustrated, as you can see. I'm here because, first of all, we got this note home from the Mary Hyde saying open enrollment information. We have till February 24 to apply to another school outside the Madison district. Do you know how many people in my neighborhood have this up on their bulletin board? So my first question is, when is the decision going to be made? Because it says late applications will not be accepted for any reason. If I'm out of Leopold, I'm out of Madison. Do you know how many people else in my district or in my neighborhood are ready to put their houses up for sale? There's already 2 that have been sold. They're moving. There's 5 more on my street alone who are waiting for this board to make a decision. At this point, we just want a decision. Let us move on with our lives, please. You have kept us in limbo for so, so long. My kids came home with report cards today. They were fabulous. Somehow, those teachers at Leopold do fabulous, fabulous work. God only knows how they do it. They want to stay at Leopold. They're all nervous, as are all the kids on my streets, going, Mom's talking about moving. Mom's talking about moving. And you're right, they are gonna. So when you put all these numbers out that all of you talk about, how do you take that into consideration? You don't know who's leaving. You don't know what the poverty level at Leopold is going to go to if Burnwood leaves or Swan Creek and all that. You guys, I have an economist for a husband, and it's all so black and white for him, but you can't figure everything into it, can you? You say Oak Meadow's going to have 40-some kids? There's 300 houses to be built there. One person right behind me is pregnant. How do you put that into the factors? You can't. The mayor just told me that Phil Steum has decided to, he wants to develop the other side of Oak Meadow now. Have you thought about that? No. Let's just decide, please. I would like to ask Lori, who I just am flabbergasted, that she thinks Leopold needs nothing. Please meet with me and the city planner and other members from all these Swan Creek, Quarry Hill. Take us to meet with the city planner. Let us show you how many houses are going to be in the Fitchburg area. I don't think you guys understand it.
Okay. I did not say that Leopold didn't need anything. Leopold needs, in my view, redistricting. They need to have new boundaries drawn. I think that should have been done 2 years ago. I agree. It is a shame that Leopold is overcrowded like it is, especially when there is room in a school right next door. And I feel that that is a grave disservice. But that's the case, and there is vacant space there. Now, as far as looking at capacities for 5 years, I presume that the district is doing for the Fitchburg area and is projecting growth in the Fitchburg area the same way as they're projecting growth in the Memorial area and the same way they're projecting growth for the La Follette area, and that there is a consistency on how that is all handled, and that they're not treating the growth in the Fitchburg area any differently than they are in the other areas of town. So I think we need to take care of that and look at it for the district as a whole. And I understand you're frustrated. And like I said,
will you meet with me and the city planner? Will you come to a meeting at Fitchburg City Hall and let us lay it on the line?
I've read all the information from the task force.
Yes or no? We put you in this place. Will you meet with your constituents?
I will think about it. But I'm not going to guarantee that because I also have many other things that I have obligations in my life, too. But there is capacity right next door at Lincoln Midvale.
And how long is that bus ride? They said Burnwood would be 50 minutes, and that was too long. So what are you going to do about that?
I don't feel 45 minutes is the be-all and end-all.
But 50 minutes?
50 minutes is what you're saying it would take to get to Lincoln Midvale? I think that would be acceptable.
You would put your children on a 50-minute bus ride when there's a school right there, so close.
Not everyone gets to go to the school that's right next door to them. The people in Hawks Landing don't go to the school that's closest to them. When people choose where they live, there are accommodations to be made on the schools that have available space.
Well, then how do you answer Swan Creek? They chose to live there. They said Leopold's a school, and now you're going to change it. Yes, that's the answer. Yes, we're changing it. Not good enough. Not good enough, you guys.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Thanks. That's the end of our public appearances, and my question is, are there some things we can make any decisions on at this point, specifically from the East Area Task Force? Do we want to go back to discussing those? As Schwab pointed out, we said we would talk about the issue of closing schools after we had looked at all of the recommendations. So I think that is the item that's back on the agenda. Jenny?
I almost feel that at this point in time, it's after 10 o'clock, and I think that we've probably had enough for this evening, and I wouldn't feel comfortable making any kind of decisions right now, because obviously we've just heard public testimony, but you know, we've also just really received the information. Tonight's the first time we actually discussed it. I think that it's important that we again keep looking at it, keep digesting it. And I realize that there are some timelines, but I just don't think that right now, in terms of making any decisions, I don't think it's a good thing.
Okay. Schwab?
I know you asked for us not to make any motions, but I just want to make my voice clear. I, for one, will not vote to support closing any schools. And if there's a motion on the floor tonight, I will vote to take that option off completely.
Okay. There is not, as at the moment, an option. I have a request of the administration that you take the plan you put together for Lori and give us each year out. If you, I think you've done that for some other options, of what it means in terms of enrollment expectations at each of the schools in the West area. And Juan, did you?
I would like to request from my colleagues on the board that if you ask any questions of the administration or you come up with another plan, should we, as we're having these deliberations, that you send them to all of us, because sometimes I don't get every email, and I like to be aware of the discussion that's going on, whether you request it from Mary or Art or Roger or Lauren or whoever it is. I respectfully request from my colleagues that we get CC'd on that as well, please.
Are there other requests? Okay, I have one request, and that is that we apply the same kind of calculus and thought to all areas of the city. And I think one of the things we're looking at is the very important issues that the East Area Task Force brought to us about the role of neighborhood schools in building community. And I think it's important to remember that in our district, when people talk about neighborhood schools, they don't mean schools that their kids can walk to. I remember Lori talking very passionately about Lakeview as a neighborhood school. But in fact, Maple Bluff students pass two other schools. There are two other schools that are closer before it gets to Lakeview. But Lakeview is their neighborhood school, just like Hawks Landing passes several other schools to get to Crestwood, and Crestwood is their neighborhood school. And I think people talk very passionately about the community that their school builds, regardless of the physical location of the areas that it serves. And that's important on the east side. I think it's equally important on the west and Memorial side and in La Follette. I think we need to look at those things. I think there are costs, operating budget costs and social costs, to disrupting these things, these attachments, when we don't absolutely have to. Now, we have changed boundaries, and we will change boundaries. But I think we do it with some sensibility of the cost that it imposes on families and on neighborhoods and on the city. And I really urge you, each of you, to go beyond positions about where we were last year or why we said what we did last year or last summer or even this fall, and focus on the issues that the task forces have brought to us after their long consideration. And I realize that we are each appointed or elected to make our decision on this and to be to give due consideration to the needs of the district. But we do have an obligation to look beyond our own political issues, to really consider what's best for the children in this district. And each one of us was elected for the positions that we currently hold and for the values we brought to our description of our job. None of us has, we are all equal, none of us is more equal than others. But I do think we have an obligation to look beyond some of the issues that have divided us to figure out what's the best course for the district as a whole and to work on that. And that's all of our obligations. It's not my obligation to do it for you, but it's our obligation to work together on that. If, are there any other? Juan, did you want to say?
I was going to move to adjourn, but I'll wait.
Okay, well, is there any, does anyone want to say anything else? Okay, otherwise.
Second.
Okay, it's, and Ruth, are you seconding?
I'm seconding.
Okay, all those, Connor, you vote.
Aye.
Rested for it, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We pass.
Where?
Unanimously.
This one's you can get. It's this one after 5 hours and 20 minutes. So.